Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And I'm glad you're here. Beverly Flexington is here. Bev is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She's a business advisor specializing in individual and organizational behavior. And she's a hypnotherapist. Say that three times real fast. And which we've always had some fun with. When she joins us, she's a college professor, the author of Make Your Shift, that's her new book, and also Self-Talk for a Calmer You. She's our good friend, Beverly Flexington. Welcome back to the show.
Happy to be here, Jim.
Good to have you back.
Always honored to join you.
And a longtime Brain Trust member, too, we're glad to say. Hey, Bev, I was telling the audience before you got here that one of the things you often do is help us with our own issues and putting our best foot forward in the marketplace. And I pointed out that includes helping us get out of our own way, which is one of the challenges that I have is to know, you know, when to let Big Jim back off a little bit, you know, and get out of the way. But sometimes the problem is not us getting out of our way, it's other people not getting out of our way, right?
Yes. You know, you think about
those others.
Yeah, those others, or they're getting in each other's way, Jim. You know, you think about in a small business, every single person, you know, us as leaders, but certainly everybody who's working with us and supporting us plays such a critical role, and they have to be really focused on whatever the job is at hand. And when you think about how disruptive it is when people are irritating one another, getting upset with one another, they can't get out of each other's way. What's the impact on the business to those kinds of difficult relationships?
Especially when we're talking about small business.
Well, this is it. In a large organization, you can hide, right?
Right. But in a small business, I mean, you get one. I mean, you take the average small business out there. You get one bad dynamic between two people. And it does, it almost doesn't matter whether they're delivery people or the CEO and the CFO. I mean, it can really get ugly, can't it?
Well, and it started to occur to me more and more. I mean, you and I talk about this, and we know it, but I have a client who runs a very successful firm and had a pretty, you know, friendly relationship with one of the senior people that was more or less her right arm. And they had a falling out over, you know, a few different things, and the impact that it ended up having on all of the rest of the people in the business, because, you know, people felt as though they were really forced to take sides on things.
Right.
They were uncomfortable, you know, being in meetings and having discussions, knowing that this was going on between these two. And I had a client not that long prior, there was three men, and they got to the point where they were not speaking to one another. And so they would come in and they would shut their doors. And the staff really struggled to figure out, how do I get something done? How do I get something answered? So that's at the senior level. And then we know down below, people will actually disrupt what needs to get done, right? They will usurp a project or something. So this is really serious, and we can poo-poo it and say, oh, well, heck, you know, that's the soft side, that's relationships, people will work it out. But what do we do as business owners? I mean, they don't always work it out.
That's right. Especially if it's some of our people, this is one of the most annoying things that happens, because we just want people to get along, and especially when one person comes to us and says, you know, so-and-so licked the red off my candy. Or you know that when one person is not doing the right thing, it's really troubling. You just don't like to deal with it. And unfortunately, some people put it off too long, don't they?
Well, they do, and I think that, you know, some people say, well, you know, I'm not a therapist, I'm not a people person, you know, I'm here to run a business, and I think we often make the mistake, Jim, we take one position or the other, so we either will go to the extent of being the ostrich and wanting to kind of hide our head in the sand and say, let them just go figure it out, it'll all go away if I ignore it. Or we go to the other extreme where we try to play mediator, or maybe we even take a side. You know, let's face it, it's like with our kids, right? You may say, oh, well, I can understand that person's position better than this person's position, so I'm going to support this over here. And really what we have to be able to do is somehow give our staff the tools and the direction to be able to work it out.
What would that look like?
To set a standard, yeah.
What would it look like to give them the tools?
Well, I think there's a couple of different things that, you know, we can do. And one of them, and it sounds really simple, Jim, but I've found it really effective, is, you know, I call it paying for them to go for coffee. And that's where you actually acknowledge that there is a dynamic going on and say, you know what, the two people have to get off site somehow, whether they go down, you know, to the local corner store for coffee or in the building that you're in. And you kind of have to give them the objective to say, look, you know, you've got to address this from a business perspective. What are the obstacles that you're facing? What can you control? What's in your influence and what's out of your control? And work together to come up with some things that we can figure out, you know, that are in your control or in your influence. And then you come back to me and you give me the proposal about what to do.
Right. So sometimes it's a person just being difficult, and sometimes it's just two people who just have clashing personalities, right?
Well,
and there could be a lot of solutions to this.
Well, the behavioral issue is a big one, you know, and yeah. We've talked about this before, but you get people who are very assertive, very aggressive, and then maybe somebody else who's more passive, who's more kind of thoughtful in approach.
Right.
And so what they're really disagreeing over is personal style, more sometimes than it even
what
is.
What do you do? I mean, how do you? At some point in time, you've got all kinds of equity issues here. You say, okay, you know, John, I know that you don't like Susan's style, and maybe she does rub people wrong a little bit the wrong way sometimes. But you have to understand, she's been with me for 15 years and does a great job. You got here a year before last. Guess who's going to lose this fight? You know, at some point in time, don't you have to say that?
Well, I do think that it comes down to certainly accountability and setting some standards. And we do have to say what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. But we also do, I think, Jim, have to look at and help people understand.
Ma'am, hold on to that thought. I'm going to let you pick that up in the next break. So, folks, this is, I know what you're saying. I know you're feeling this. Because this is an annoying part of being the owner of a business when your people don't get along. And so we're going to get Bev to help us with this some more after these messages. 20 after Beverly Flexington is our guest.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.